President John F. Kennedy was assassinated 58 years ago today. 24 years ago, Michael Hutchence of the NXS was found dead. And a couple birthdays from the world of rock and roll, Stephen Van Zandt and Tina Weymouth both turned 71 today.
Trash with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay, so it was 58 years ago today that JFK was assassinated. Bob Dylan put out that song. It's like a
17-minute song.
What was it? 14? Yeah, 16 minutes and 55 seconds long.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63.
I think he put this out last year.
Yeah.
The day that would live on in infamy.
Yeah, and on it went there, man.
President Kennedy was a right line.
So, you know, if you listen to that, it's I've listened to it. You have to break it up over, you know, 4 or 5 days. It's kind of like a Netflix binge series. You probably aren't going to do it all in one day, you know, a couple of days. It's actually pretty good. That has the song with the references to Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks and
it's
Don
almost
Hanley.
Like, isn't it kind of like a Forrest Gump or something where he just like mentions a bunch of famous people all through it?
Yeah. Don Hanley gets mentioned in it, and there's just a bunch of references throughout the song. A Saturday Night Live cast member died. I didn't even know this guy was a cast member. Peter Aykroyd, brother of Dan Aykroyd. Gone at 66. And you're saying, well, I didn't even know there was a Peter Aykroyd.
No.
Well, he's Dan's brother, and he was on Saturday Night Live in 1979 as a cast member and a writer. They did an on-air tribute to him in just this last Saturday night, I guess, on Saturday Night Live. They played one of the skits that he did back in the late 70s. He also worked with Dan on the movie Coneheads. He was in that. Although you probably don't want people to know that. And Dragnet, that was good. Did you like Dragnet?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, that was all right. That was Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd.
Okay.
In Dragnet. And Peter Aykroyd, apparently, too. So anyway, he passed away at the age of 66.
Did they say what for? What from?
What it was? I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
I didn't know if it was like a surprise or if it was a long time coming. Or,
66 is young.
Yeah.
Okay, Matthew McConaughey, you know, there's rumors that this guy is going to run for governor.
Hey, now.
And he hasn't really dodged the rumors. This was McConaughey a few months ago.
It's come up a lot lately, and I'm going to say to you now the same thing I've been saying, which is true. It's not a dodge. And when I say it's something I'm giving consideration, absolutely. What an honorable thing to even be able to consider. But that's I'm no further than that right now, sir.
Okay, well,
he could be the head coach of the Texas Longhorns because they're terrible right now. He could probably get that job.
Well, the Dallas Morning News, that's Dallas's top newspaper, and the University of Texas did a poll. A hypothetical head-to-head matchup between the current governor, Greg Abbott, and Matthew McConaughey. And the winner is... Who's the winner? Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
He gets 35% of the vote. No, he gets 43% of the vote to 35 for Abbott, and 22% picked somebody else. That's a pretty, you know, that's a pretty good margin there, 43 to 35 for Matthew McConaughey.
I'm sure it pays a lot less than the movie stuff he gets.
Over the current governor. Well, you know.
A couple hundred grand compared to a couple million a flick or something.
Yeah. Didn't Schwarzenegger, I thought he was doing some war. Didn't he do some acting while he was the governor? I think he can sneak some stuff in.
Really?
I think he can sneak a few things in here and there. Yeah, you have the productions come down to
Doesn't Texas have enough to worry about right now?
You know, you can do that.
The governor doesn't mean making movies.
And he told New York Times last month, McConaughey did, that he is still weighing his options. So he is not ruling this thing out. And right now, according to the latest poll, he would beat the incumbent for governor of the great state of Texas. And that is the trash.